put together with Lily, and then it became Lily Black. But I had played with him for a while before that.
Was it a whole different band before with you two?
Well, we did have another singer at one point, and our second singer was Lily, and that's when we became Lily Black.
Uh-huh. Well, today we have it's kind of like sans Lily today, because she had to work.
Mm.
But I know all of you guys are going to be together later on tonight, because you're doing a something at Sally's.
Yeah,
Sally
we're playing a holiday party.
Yeah, what's it called? Something punk.
Yeah, Jingle Punk. Yeah.
And you're hosting it?
Yep.
Who are the other bands that are playing with you?
We're playing with Babes, Set Fire, and The Spins from New Jersey.
All right. And what time does that start?
We're on at 9:30, I believe.
Okay. Now, Sally O'Brien's is a great place, because a lot of times you go there, there's no cover.
Yeah.
Is that the case?
Is there a cover?
You know? $10.
$10
I'm getting
cover.
A 10. 10, yep. $10 is so easy. And Sally's is such an inviting place to go to.
Yeah. It is. It's one of our favorite places to play, for sure.
My favorite place to go, too. I really like it a lot.
Great venue.
Yeah. So, what kind of stuff are you going to play today? Is it going to be mostly all holiday stuff or a lot of your catalog?
We have one holiday song that we're going to play. We played it last week at the Q Division holiday party.
Yeah. Is it recorded anywhere? It's just something you play
out?
No,
it's just something we've worked up, and now we're playing.
And which one would that be?
Father Christmas by the Kinks.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. See, if you're going to make a choice, that's the one you ought to do for a Christmas song, I think. Yeah. So before you guys came in, we said, well, you know, they're really not going to play because Lily's not here and the whole band's not here. So what should we do? So I thought maybe you guys should just tell us some... were you going to say something, Mike? Oh, all right. It was a candy can, I see. We said, well, maybe we should just sort of talk about your favorite Christmas songs and play them.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike had a couple ideas. And Bobby, you had an idea, which is a really cool one.
I did, yeah.
Although you did caution me to play the...
Obviously be on the safe side. We're on the air.
Yeah, but I mean, it's Dropkick.
It's the Dropkick Murphys.
And the season's upon us, and it has one bad word in it.
All right, yeah, so go ahead.
I don't think it's really going to bother me too much, but it's such a great song.
Great. I love it.
Yep, so we're going to... And Father Christmas is one of Mike's other requests as well, as well as The Waitresses. So let me play one or two of those. We'll come back and talk. And this is WMFO with many members, not all, of Lily Black at WMFO.
The season's upon us. It's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung. There's bells and there's holly, the kids are gung-ho. True love finds a kiss beneath fresh mistletoe. Some families are messed up while others are fine. If you think yours is crazy, well, you should see mine. Snowballs. I'd like to take them out back and deck more than the halls. With family like this, I would have to confess I'd be better off lonely, distraught, and depressed. The season's upon. I'm
at a department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. We said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. My sister a cuddly toy. We don't want a jinx or a monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got one, I have a machine. Remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us annoyed.
WMFO, Medford, 3:09 in the afternoon. It's Mike on the mic here on our 2019 WMFO Holiday Hang, here with most of Lily Black. And I hear a rumor that we may have someone else call up in just a second as she's running around trying to get where she's going. So we'll see. If she calls in, we'll be happy to talk to her too. So we have Liam, drums. We have Bobby, guitar. We have Kate, bass. Mm-hmm. So, how did you guys get started at 14 years old? I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, kids at that age would start to want to play. So was it a musical? I know yours is a musical household, Liam, that's for sure. So how about the rest of you guys? How did you get the bug to do this?
I definitely came from a musical household. My dad taught me how to play guitar pretty much like till I was about, when I was about 10.
And what kind of music was playing in your house when you were growing up?
A lot of country.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then I turned into a metalhead.
Yeah,
it's kind of interesting how that happened.
Would you say that was because you didn't want to be a country person, or you decided?
I don't know. I just kind of fleshed out like my musical taste. I was like, "What else is out there?" And then I was like, "Oh, there's everything out there."
I think I have a phone call here, Bobby. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
Hi, it's WMFO. Is this Lily? All right, hang on just a sec. I'm going to bring you up. Okay. Okay. All right, everybody, I have somebody on the phone. Hi, Lily. This is Mike.
Hello. What's
hey,
going
Lily.
On?
Lily.
Yeah, Lily.
Hey. I have a couple other people here that I think you know.
Hey.
So you're running around after getting out of work, and thank you for calling up, taking the time.
Thank you for letting me be on air, yo.
So we were just talking a little bit, and I interrupted Bobby about him starting out listening to country music and then becoming a metalhead.
Yeah.
Was that the kind of band that you were in at first?
No, not
really.
Go ahead, Lily.
Well, no, I was talking to either one of you.
Oh, Lily, you got anything?
Oh. Oops, sorry, yeah. So, I mean, when I first joined the band, it was kind of like baby Lily Black, so it wasn't quite like what we are now, but I wouldn't call it country either. It was kind of like this little fetus of a pop punk band, I guess, but it was kind of, I wouldn't necessarily call it country, but it was a little bit more pop, I'd maybe.
Yeah, it had a lot of pop.
Yeah. So, Bobby, you didn't really have a big country influence on the whole
Not
thing.
Not really, no.
No.
I'd started, like, getting into rock, I think, about at that time.
So, when you say Baby Lily Black, why was it baby? Was it because of the kind of music you did, or because of your ages, or?
I think it was kind of a little bit of both. We were all pretty young when we first formed this
right.
group. But,
yeah, like, looking back on it, like, you can, like, see how our age reflected in the music.
Yeah, well, that makes all the sense in the world.
It totally does.
Yeah. And Kate, how did you come to the band? You're recent.
Yeah, about, I think I met these guys like a year ago.
Yeah.
They were looking for a bass player for like a long time, right? So,
yeah.
And then someone reached out to my friend, Jen Trine, and she recommended me. So we got together and worked out. So.
I see. And had you played in the band before as well?
No, not really. I'd played bass for a while, but not in like a band like this at all.
And what kind of music did you grow up with?
A lot of punk.
Yeah.
My dad's crazy about, you know, like the Clash and stuff. And, but other, like jazz, anything, you know, like the Beach Boys and a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, I think it's great to have like a whole, like, you know, range of stuff that you can listen to growing up.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Excellent. And, you know, what did Mike have you guys listening to when you were growing up with him?
Me?
Yeah, yeah.
What was
in your house? What kind of stuff?
A lot of Beatles.
Beatles.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Lily, what about you? Who did you grow up listening to? What kind of bands?
Oh, man. I kind of grew up with a bunch of different stuff. My mom really likes like R&B, so I grew up with like that. And then my dad likes classic rock, so I grew up with like the Eagles, Journey, kind of everything under the Clash. When I was like coming into my own, I really like the like kind of 80s punk stuff. Like I love Dead Kennedys, stuff like that. You know.
Were you ever a musician? Did you ever play an instrument, or did you always sing?
I mostly do singing and stuff, but I've been kind of for a while now, I've been picking up the guitar a little, mostly just to write, you know.
Okay.
I kind of know like basic chords, but I would like to learn more. I would like to like get comfortable enough to be able to play on stage sometime.
I think
that'd
be
really cool.
That would be really cool.
She is writing some really cool new songs on that guitar, though.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. That was unsolicited, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That's great to hear. So the sound of the band, the sound of the band really might be influenced by the kind of stuff that Lily's fooling around with.
Definitely.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
I think all our influences come together pretty nicely.
Who does most of the writing now? I mean, I know you do some great covers, but...
I mean, like, it's different for, like, each song. So, you know, some people come up with, like, some parts of songs and... it just like comes together.
So so the original songs that you've done, especially way back in the beginning, did somebody come to the band and say, "Oh, I've got this idea," and you would all listen to it, and or was it more of a group effort?
Yeah, I had a couple of those, like just basic ideas that I just presented to the group, and then the group filled the rest in pretty nicely.
You came up with the Tear Them Down, right? You like wrote that whole, like, and then we kind of like built on it, and I put some lyrics down and.
Yeah, now it's like a staple.
A lot of the songs. Yeah.
It's awesome.
We're playing that tonight.
We are.
Ah, you mentioned tonight. Lily, we're talking a little bit about the gig tonight over at Sally O'Brien's.
Hey.
Yep, so you guys will be there starting at what time?
We're starting at 9:30.
9:30.
I believe, yeah.
9:30.
A lot of cool bands, too. We got Set Fire, Babes, and The Spin. It's going to be an awesome night. I'm really excited.
Do you have to pronounce it Babes, or is it just Babes? I never knew.
I think it is, like, I think it can just, like, Babes is fine, but I like saying Babes.
Yeah, I think it should be. If it's not, let's make it that. I think it should be.
Totally.
All right, so tonight, everybody, Lily Black is hosting, what's it called again? Jingle Punk, is it?
Yeah, Jingle.
The Jingle Punk.
Jingle Punk.
That's right.
It's Sally O'Brien's, and it's starting at 9?
Yep.
Doors open, yeah.
Doors open at 9. Such a great place to go. Go out and see these guys. Support local music. So I want to thank you guys so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks
and
for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. I'm going to play one more request that we had for the waitresses, a classic Christmas song, and then I'm going to ask you guys to tell me which song you'd like me to play from one of your records, and we'll end with that. What do you think?
Right.
Do you want to think about it, or
sounds
you want me to
great.
Yeah, let's think about it.
We'll think about it. All right, Lily, thank you again for calling in.
Thanks so much for having me on air.
You're welcome. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, and a good night. to WMFO in Medford.
Is it time? I'm just waiting, sliding down. So unkind, and I'm hating that I'm sliding down the wall. I feel fine, but I'm coming down. I say
WMFO in Medford, Mike here at 325, coming toward the end of our 2019 edition of the Jingle, whatever we call this, Holiday Hang.
Who's chewing?
I don't know who's chewing. Oh.
The drummer.
We have the chewing drummer from Lily Black. Liam is here along with Bobby and Kate. And we just played a couple of tracks. One was The Last Request from Mike Barry. That was The Waitress's Christmas Wrapping, of course. Great request. And I asked you guys to pick a song from your catalog that you wanted to play. And you picked Sliding Down the Wall from the latest record.
Mm.
Why'd you pick that one? It's a cool song.
It is a very cool song. I love it. We had an idea for, like, kind of wanted a song that, like, built up over time. And Lily had this idea about, like, sliding down the wall, just that kind of general idea. And it just worked with it lyrically.
Many times I think about sliding down the wall.
Often, yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
and the, like, the middle, like, jam section part, we just wanted it to be kind of, like, off kilter and, like, totally, like, just out of left field. And that's why it's, like, one of my favorite songs on the record, I think.
How do you guys come up with the instrumentation? Is it just sort of... Is it more than trial and error, or is it does somebody actually write parts out, or is it
sometimes we write parts out. Other times we, like, just get, like, basic ideas and try to, like, just work on them together to build songs.
I can't tell you, of all the people that come through here, how many people tell me that they don't read music. They're self-taught, and they don't read music, and they, you know...
Some of the best musicians can't read music.
There you go. The Edge from U2 is one guy who picked up a guitar and cannot read a note.
Sir Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't read music.
Yeah. So, but you guys do?
I can. I played saxophone in the marching band, so that's about as
I
far as my,
trombone,
my
so
musical
I win.
Reading. Yeah.
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 I had that, you know.
Yeah. Right. All the spin on the floor.
That's correct. I could never figure that out. I could never do the embouchure thing.
Oh,
I could never do it.
Yeah.
No. No. As a kid, I was just as I am now. It didn't get any better. No, but I was a band kid too. But so tonight, you guys are at Sally O'Brien's, mm-hmm. starting at 9 for Jingle Punk. And I don't know if I asked you this. I don't know if I got an answer. What kind of stuff are you playing tonight? Is it?
We're going to do like...
I know it's one Christmas song you're going to do. You won't
yeah.
name. You haven't named
oh,
it.
Oh, no.
I didn't think so.
We're doing...
Anybody?
Mostly originals, right? For yep. the set list, yeah. Mostly originals tonight.
Yeah, will there be other people on stage playing with you other than just you guys or some of the other bands or no?
No, just us.
You never know. There might be a, you know, yeah, on stage well, collab.
Yeah, always leave that open.
Yeah. All right, so 9 p.m. this evening, Sally O'Brien's in Union Square in Somerville. Jingle Punk, hosted by Lily Black. And who are the other bands that are there?
Babes. Set Fire.
Yeah.
And The Spins.
All right, awesome. Well, have a great show. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And of course, you know, don't be a stranger. Come back when you've got new stuff. We always welcome having you guys come through WMFO.
Thanks, man.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Sue, it looks like we're back, but you don't have a mic. Oh, now you have a mic.
I stole one.
Yeah.
Yeah, here
right.
we are. Wow.
So at 3:30,
last half hour.
We have one last half hour. I'm going to start the tunes, and we'll just sort of collab and see what we come up with. What does
okay.
that sound like?
Okay, we'll go down the winding road of holiday tunes.
All right, these are your CDs, so I think that I picked a James Taylor cover.
Oh, you took mine. Great.
I think I did.
Awesome, yeah, it's a good
one. I'm going to see what happens when I push this button. Yeah? All right, it's WMFO.
Jingle bells. Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride. No one to hold the open sleigh. Jingle bell. Jingle all the way, baby, yay. What fun it is to ride. No one to hold the open sleigh. Dancing through the snow, darling. One horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on the bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells. Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun. Yes, I want a horse open sleigh. Jingle bells. Jingle all the way, yeah. Oh, what fun. You get to ride, darling, in a one horse open sleigh. I see the town shining white. Baby, while we're young, we'll take a ride tonight. Sing this same song. Get yourself a bobtail night. That's about all you need. Just to catch on to one open sleigh. You're bound to take the lead. You're bound to take the lead.
about to both and take the left and left and beat you to the fun, yeah. Get the ride. Now one horse, open stage. Oh, Lord. See the town tonight. Christmas lights are everywhere. The place is shining bright. Santa Claus is on his way. Got the load of goodies and the sleigh dog. So hey, a hopper day. Hanukkah, I know it's gonna be alright. Everyone's together tonight. Feeling good, it's Hanukkah. Two candles lit, the holiday's just begun. We're in for lots of fun. The time has come, it's Hanukkah.
WMFO, we just heard the Levies with Latka Clan, and and just before that, James Taylor and Jingle Bells. It's Mike here on WMFO. I'm here with Mike Stewart, with Mark Hurwitz is here.
Hey,
how'd I get in here? I was actually hiking about a half hour ago, and all of a sudden I'm here.
And Sue Edelman is here.
I'm here.
And Cassidy McGuinn is here.
Hey.
So,
over in the corner, Peter's still here.
Peter Barczyk is here. And we were just saying, it's 3:35 in the afternoon and the sun is setting.
I know, I'm depressed.
Yeah, but it's all going to turn around after today? Is that the way it works?
Usually that's what happens.
Yeah.
We're not sure this year. We'll see.
Why, has there been a change to the weather?
There's been a change to everything this year.
There sort of has, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's got an orange tinge to it.
Ooh, good one.
Doesn't it?
Me and Mark were talking off here about all the openings and closings, and is the bubble going to burst? It's pretty frightening.
For those that don't know... Those that don't know, Mark is involved in the local food market around here as far as reviews and, hidden restaurants mostly is what you do.
Right. And I also write about news. And like Mike was saying, it's, it never ends now. There's so many closings. Cafe Art Science in Kendall Square announced last night they were closing. That's a huge restaurant closing. And it just does not end. I'm worried about some of our favorite places now.
Yeah.
Well... change is constant. It's not always good, though.
That's true. Yep. You know, so
where
now,
can you get a good latke around here?
Ooh, a good latke.
My house.
Yeah.
Are you inviting?
See you there.
Oh, all right.
Actually, there was a place, not to sound old, but there was a place called Harold's in the Chestnut Hill Mall. And Harold's, you ever been there, Cass?
I remember.
Harold's was awesome. Their latkes were incredible. No one makes them like my grandmother made them.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Right.
I'm thinking
maybe the S&S might have some.
S&S has good latkes, and Zaftig's has pretty good latkes.
Oh, yeah.
Barry's Village Deli and Waben has great latkes.
You talk about Zaftig's out in Framingham?
There's one out there. Yeah, the one in Brookline. Yeah.
Brookline.
But yeah, they're good.
They are.
But yeah. You got to make them on your own. You got to just make them from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Lots of lard.
Oh, lard is good. Lard is your friend.
Yes.
It's a four-letter word, but it doesn't apply.
That's right.
Yeah.
I never heard so many Jews on a holiday show ever, but it's all
isn't
good.
That ironic?
Yeah, it is.
Veliyachev now.
Everyone else is out shopping.
I just went by Market Street Linfield, and you wouldn't believe the line on 128 to get to Market Street Linfield.
Oh, my goodness.
You wouldn't believe?
You couldn't pay me to go to a shopping area right now.
No.
So
no,
you
no.
said I should stand on the highway with a buck and just collect their money?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
So they don't have to go and spend it, and they can go home.
You know what? I think I might, after the show, I might do that.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
All right. So we're going to continue with our last 20 minutes of the holiday.
Yeah, what a marathon.
And 4 o'clock today, Shukri Wright is coming up with his sports show.
Yep.
So stick around for that.
It's a great show. I love listening.
He's going to be doing a retrospective of the decade.
Yeah, he's been here all afternoon working on it, and he said some interesting things in the room to himself. So it might be an interesting conversation with him.
He knows his hockey, I'll tell you that. I listened to his show, and I'm like, oh my God, he knows a lot about hockey, which is great.
All right.
Awesome.
So let's kick off this set with a Cassidy request for Josh Rouse. This is New York Holiday. WMFO 2019 Holiday.
Yay.
Gaze for the holidays you can't.
shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't be home, sweet home. Traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can be home, sweet home.
Well, I know that's a lie. To spend on you. I'm gonna make your Christmas dreams come true. I got some money, honey. I got some money, honey, to spend on you.
So did you catch it? Did you notice that we played
yeah,
that one before?
Yeah, we've heard that one before.
Yeah, I didn't know if you caught it or not.
Yeah, busted.
Yeah? Well,
busted.
Let's see what happens if I do this. I don't know. I forgot to actually dial in whichever one I wanted to play. And it takes forever on the CD player, but not that long. See? It's all done.
It was Christmas Eve, babe. Drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Years from me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true. You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty, queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. Dripping that bed. You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours. I pray God it's our love. The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. Kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I'm Michael Strahan with PETA. When I'm not playing defense for the New York Giants, I'm protecting the home team, my girls Tasha, Katie, and Stella. During the cold winter months, dogs left chained outside can suffer from frostbite and hypothermia, as well as stress and loneliness. Your dog depends on you for love and protection. So bring them inside, take them for walks, make them a part of your pack. In other words, be your dog's biggest defender.
For more information, contact PETA, 757-622-PETA.
I'm listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
Oh, he can't hear you.
I love you, Ringo.
There's more living Beatles than there are Ramones. Remember that.
All right. So this is everybody. We're all here. Some of us, me, have been here since 9 a.m.
Yeah.
But yet another WMFO event.
You get your merry
comes
badge.
To an end. So we're here to say goodbye before our friend Shukri Wright's take over and do the sports show.
What's happening in your show today?
Well, this afternoon, everybody, I'm going to be talking about the latest happened for the Pats. The Pats got a game in about less than a half an hour.
Important.
You know, talking about the Bruins and their recent skid is maybe touch on a little bit of the Celtics as well. But the big part of the show starting at 5 o'clock today, since this is going to be the last Shukri Wright show of the year and the decade until New Year's Day, we're going to touch on... Yeah. We're going to talk about the decade that was in Boston sports and what a decade it's been for Boston and the region, both in sports and on and off the field, so it's going to be good.
So this is a two-hour spectacular, right?
Yeah, 2 hours from 4 to 6.
Okay.
Awesome.
Make sure you use the word spectacular.
Spectacular.
Yeah. All right, Peter Parcek over there. Thank you, sir, for coming by.
Thank you for abusing me. It was really a pleasure.
We look forward to hearing all of your new music.
Wow.
It'll be awesome.
It's rare that we ever hear that. Like, it was spectacular to be abused.
Is there a song in there?
There's many blues songs in there.
Oh, there always are.